Welcome, Patrick. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to interview you today on behalf of Life Enhancement Essentials. This is Lynn Himmelman. And Patrick, on behalf of our listening audience, tell us a bit, first of all, about who you are and what brought you into coaching.
Well, thank you, Lynn, for having me to your show. I really appreciate that. Yes, I come originally from Switzerland, in matter of fact, and I've been living in 8 different countries on 4 different continents, and always been interested in human beings. And I started my career in sales and marketing, and then went to human resources and was actually the manager of a agency, of a personnel agency. And this is where I started to be even more interesting into helping people out in personal development. So from helping people in finding a job, going into helping people in personal growth. And so I started to do my training career in 92. And in 2000, I moved to Canada. No, actually, I moved to Canada in 99. And in 2000, I discovered the coaching profession. And this is where I really was so interested. I was doing kind of a consulting before, which is, I thought it was pretty much the same, but in fact I discovered as I was doing my certification in coaching that is a totally different story.
Really?
And so I did my certification in emotional intelligence as well as in coaching, and this is where I continue my career right now.
Okay, so tell me, how could coaching help me, or maybe someone who's listening in the audience, either as an individual or as a corporation? Do you work with corporations too?
Oh yes, you know, corporations have their also challenges of how to increase their bottom line, how to help managers to, or let's say supervisors move to manager position, how to coach them, or how to coach their sales team in order to increase their bottom line. Also, I'm coaching executives. Now, they have a different challenge. They're all alone up there, and they need somebody to be able to listen to them and to bounce ideas off of. And so I've really enjoyed that, actually, partnership that have, you know, released a big heavy weight off their chests.
Well, that's all very interesting, and but I'm wondering, you know, because you're talking about all this stuff about executives and corporations and so on, do you have a role to play in helping someone like me, who's like an independent sole entrepreneur, and I'm working on my own? I don't really have someone to bounce ideas off of either. So how could you help someone like me, or someone who's in the same kind of position?
Well, yes, and thank you for asking this question, because in matter of fact, yes, you're pretty much in a similar position as an executive. You need to be able to talk to someone in order to enhance your situation and to make sure that you're going in the right direction. Now, this is where coaching become very handy. Most entrepreneurs have a challenge to also balance their lives. So what I observe often is the time management issue. It's also clarity, is how make sure that they are going towards their goals and what they want to reach. So what we're doing here is a little bit more of life and business coaching mixed. And is how can you really make sure, the first of all, to establish your core values, to understand where do you come from and what is important to you and how can you make that manifest into the entrepreneurship that you have chosen to do. And then after that you say, okay, where do you want to go from here? What is it that you want to reach? And then in which area of your lives? So if your financial situation is number one, then we're going to start to work on that. And we're going to make sure that we're going to get the bottom line going on, right? But if it's time management, then we're going to find priorities and just apply the basics of time management. if it's, you know, have organization skills enhanced, so we're going to work on that. If it's redesigning your personal life and reinventing your personal life, well, we're going to work on that. And step by step, and what is really interesting in this coaching system, that it's the fact that everything is interlinked. So when we start to work on one area, everything unlocked in the other area, more or less.
You're saying everything is interlinked? So if we're, say, working on time management, for instance, you're saying I'm going to see results showing up in other places, like maybe how well I'm doing with my finances? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
Okay, well, this sounds exciting. All right, so let's imagine I'm hiring you as my coach. How do we start?
Good question. And that's actually, first of all, I would champion you and congratulate you on the fact that you want to hire a coach, because it takes courage. When you hire a coach, it means you're ready to re-question where you are at and where you want to go to. So not everybody will be ready to do that, even though I really believe that everybody should have a coach, because it helps them to move on forward so much faster. But, you know, deciding to hire a coach may say, okay, I'm going to take my life in my hands and make something out of it consciously. So there is a process, yes, and the process would be to, first of all, I send you a questionnaire, which helps you to clarify about your life, where you've been and where you are and where you want to go. Then we will spend 2 hours together where I will simply find out who you are at this point and where you want to go. Basically, we design the alliance. And after we have designed the alliance, we start the real proper coaching. That means every... Yeah, you have a question?
You're saying design the alliance? I'm not totally understanding.
Okay, well, you know, we need to establish a kind of a relationship. And I want to understand really where you come from and where you are now. Like, it is important to realize where you are now and where you come from, but not to stay stuck in that. What I want is really move you to something else. And so this is where that 2 hours are crucial to really establish the alliance. Now, once we've done that, when we will start the real coaching. The coaching is going to happen every week for 30 minutes to an hour, depending on what package you're going to take. And every week we're going to really assess where are you at, what have you done, what are you grateful for, what have you done, and what is it that you want to talk about, and what are you committed to change.
Okay. So, sounds like, first of all, I'd have a lot of homework, a lot of really deep assessing to do before we really get started. What sort of questions are you going to ask me on that questionnaire, by the way?
Well, they are all kind of questions about, you know, they are historical questions, they are present moment questions, and the question of also what are you looking for, what is your future looking like, but you know, there are quite a few questions, so it's hard for me to go through it right at this point.
Okay, so let's imagine now I've answered the questions, we've developed this alliance, and we've been working together now for our 30 to 60 minutes a week for a month. What sort of results could I expect to start seeing?
This is a very personal question, because everybody is different. Some people are changing drastically in the few first coaching session. Some people take a little bit more time, so it's very personal. But I can say that in my experience, most of the people I've coached after 4 to 6 weeks have a drastic change, and that's so exciting, because you can really see them moving. And that takes me to tell you about also the commitment that I really expect people to have. it's a minimum of 3 month commitment for coaching. Otherwise, you don't really see a result that is maintaining. And after 3 months, you do a reevaluation of where you're at and what you have achieved, and then decide to continue maybe every 2 weeks instead of every week, because you have like a really already into this new you. You moved into a new you. And this happened usually after 4 to 6 weeks. But in order to maintain that new change, you need to continue for at least 3 months. And then, like I said, depending on who you are and how fast you work in your head and in your action, then you may want to continue for, 6 months. But I have a coach, of course. I'm like, if I encourage you to have a coach, I have a coach myself, and I never will stop to have a coach, because it has helped me to enhance my life on so many levels.
Okay. Well, I'm very interested actually to hear some of your personal experience of having received coaching yourself. You're saying it's really enhanced your life. Maybe that would help me understand what sort of benefits I could expect, or anyone else who's listening as an audience, what they could expect by going through this coaching experience.
Okay, well, I can tell you a little bit about me, but I also can tell you a little bit about my clients. Personally, I have acquired more clarity in my life in terms of what I want to be and who I want to be, and how I express it. And I also have more clarity about my goals and how to really make them happen, make them being alive and vivid.
Could you give an example, for instance, of a goal that you may have had that you've achieved?
Well, you see, I have procrastination is a challenge for pretty much everybody. And it was mine too. And it is still. So that's why my coach is there to remind me, hey, what have you committed to? Okay, well, I've committed to call at least 10 clients per day and to have at least, 2 contracts to 3 contracts every 2 weeks and so on. So this is like when I commit to that, that means I hire a coach and I pay money for that coach. So I better do something about it. And so that's on my business side, but also on my personal side, to do some sports regularly, have a physical activity 2 or 3 times a week. Well, if I have committed to that, I better say to my coach, yeah, well, I did it. And if I didn't, then we assess and we evaluate why, what happened, and then, see the roadblocks and try to understand. And she helps me to have more clarity on that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have maybe an interesting story that you could share with us about a client that you've helped?
Yeah, actually, I would like to share with you 2 stories, if it's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, the first one is about a client that was she was very active as a marketing manager for a national company. Well, actually, it's an international company, but she was working on the national market. And so she needed to be really active and work better with her team and all this. And then as I was coaching her, and we were really successful within the company, she shared with me that she had a dream. I said, let's dig a little bit around that, because that wasn't mentioned anywhere into her questionnaire. So we went there and we digged a little bit, and it was really interesting to observe it was important to her. And we actually make it a reality. And a few weeks later, I think it was a few months later, she quit her job and she started a new career as a photographer. And
as a photographer?
Sorry, yeah, as a photographer. Photographer, you see, my French is always a little bit cricket. But anyway, yes, and now she's doing an excellent job. She has a totally new life that she redesigned through the coaching. And so that made her level of energy, her level of joy and happiness is much higher, because she's really realizing the dream, her dream. Now, the other story I wanted to tell you, it's about the client that was stuck. It was in September, and he really wanted to reach a certain level of of effectiveness in, around his sales. And he didn't know how, had no idea. And this is also where coaching really is handy, is when you're stuck and you don't know how, you know? So because as a coach, we see you as in 3D and you see yourself in 1D. So therefore, it's much easier for me to help you to think out of the box. And so that's what happened with that particular client that had reached a level of no way to know where he has to go from there. And I took him and brought him into different understanding of his personality, his effectiveness, and how it works with emotional intelligence, with pleasurology. And these are terms that you probably don't really know much about, and I can explain that a little bit later. But it's like me having a toolbox and using these little tools here and there to help my clients to achieve what they really want to get and where they want to go. And we have succeeded, because by December he has achieved not only the goal that he wanted, but even exceeded it.
Can you give us an idea of what that goal was?
Oh yes, it was just a number. He wanted to achieve a certain amount of money by which is the result of the contract that he signed with different clients. So that was the goal.
Okay, so you were bringing up a couple of terms that intrigued me. One of them was emotional intelligence. The other one that you mentioned was pleasurology. Could you start off by maybe giving us some more insight into this term emotional intelligence?
Yes, I know it's for many people, it's like kind of a strange term, and then on the other hand, it's also a big trend. maybe not pleasurology, but emotional intelligence is definitely. Well, for instance, for that particular client, he needed to understand something. He was pretty much in a negative emotion system, and that's why he was stuck. And so by understanding how his world, personal world of emotion was functioning, and how it has an impact on his clients, helped him, and when we talked about that, and unlock his challenges, then everything changed and become completely different.
But how do you do that?
Well, these are my little secrets.
Oh, that's what we're paying you for, huh?
That's right. Well, I cannot tell, because it's everything is individual. Everybody has a different way to apprehend the situation, so I will adjust it and adapt it to the particular client. But it worked in that case, so that's what I was saying. My toolbox is there, and I'm utilizing according to the needs of my clients. Now, in terms of pleasurology is also an interesting term, and you wonder, how can you apply that particular term in the workplace?
I'm intrigued, yes. Fill us in.
Well, yes, pleasurology is a way to enhance your level of pleasure and satisfaction in every task you do. In other words, to be more sensitive about every little thing that feeds you. And you have probably seen that in yourself. When you do something that makes you feel good, give me an example. What makes you feel good?
Something that makes me feel good. Laughing.
Okay, laughing. So if you're now stuck somewhere into your life, and I tell you, okay, well, how can you unstuck yourself? I say laughing is one little piece of pleasure enhancement. So, okay, well, let's organize that around your life. Let's have like a joke tape that you could listen to and that will make you laugh. So how do you think you would feel after listening a few of these jokes tape?
Well, I'd be getting a good laugh for one. I'd be raising my endorphins. And would that make me more productive then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what do you think? Yes, most likely, because when you have this is how we function. We function with pleasure. The more things we do that are towards pleasure, the more energy we have, the more effectiveness we have, the more productivity we have. Because basically, if you eat something delicious, you feel good, and you feel like you want to know more, you want to do more. If you go to the movie because movie is something that makes you happy, or if you play music and that makes you happy, well, then automatically, when you come out of that, your energy level is higher, so therefore you have more strength to be active and productive in whatever you do. So I basically speak about a reward system to put in. that reward system that you put in place help you to be need to be activated each time you have achieved some kind of results. So if it's buying a book, if it's having a good laughter, if it's going to the movie, all of this, this is taking maybe a week of holiday, whatever it is, because I have different level of reward. And all these rewards are feeding you positively in order to achieve higher results.
You're saying you have these reward systems. So is it something that you're going to tell me about, or is it something you're going to sort out with me according to what I might enjoy?
Totally, you decide. And that's also a good point that you raise here. It's never my agenda. It's always your agenda. So it's always around you that we're going to work. I'm just going to bring suggestions. I'm going to find the nuggets that are inside you and helps you to make them shine. But it's never going to be me imposing something on you.
That sounds good to me, because I actually don't respond very well when somebody's trying to impose something on me.
Oh yes, and I respect that. And some clients also like to be challenged, or likes to be, you know, me to shake things up in order for them to move on forward. So, you know, it's about dancing in the moment. And to recognize what the client's needs are.
That's what I like to hear, Patrick. You know what? I think I'd like to get started. So, as soon as we're done here today, could you send me that questionnaire?
Great. I want to congratulate you for that, because it takes courage, like I said before. And yes, I will do that as soon as possible.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming here. And I believe that all my questions have been answered. I hope that questions of the audience who are listening may have had were similar to my own. And, well, I think we're done. Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, actually, you know, anybody who is listening out there, don't hesitate to call me or to send me an email and ask questions. I'll be delighted to help you to have more clarity on what coaching can do for you, or